Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Tzadi, the 90th Daf here in Masechah Shabbos, and we are on Pei Tesla Mabez, at the Gemaras. We just spoke about a major Machlokas Rishonim between the Rashba and the Ran, about Psikresha. Again, there's a lot there that we didn't get to flesh out, but Od Chazon LaMoed. Now we get into the next piece as we continue in the Malacha of Tzeda, as it describes. So the Mishnah spoke about Seda of Shnaim Shesa'uhu, and if I don't realize, also related, we didn't touch on it, but just to mention the sugya, the Taz on Shulchan Aruch talks about what's called Psikresha L'Sha'avar, or Suffolk Psikresha, right, which says Machlokas Achronim, whether that is us or considered Psikresha or not. What does that mean? It means, let's say if I'm not aware, meaning let's say there are, am I allowed to close a little chest? The Taz talks about, there might be flies in it, there might not be flies in it. I don't know. If there are flies in it, so then that's called psikresha. If there are no flies in it, then there's not a psikresha. So that's called suffik psikresha. So is that called a davar shein miskaven? Or is that suffik psikresha? I guess the same thing would apply. I'm not sure if the refrigerator light was left on or not. I'm not sure. If it was, then it's psikresha, I'm going to turn the light on. If it's if it was turned off, then it's not a psikresha. So is that usser or not? Interesting, it's discussed in Arachayim and in Yoredeya. In Arachayim, you have it the case of the Zvuvim by the Taz. The Ramah talks about it in Yoredeya, and Reb Kiveger on that Ramah. What's the case? In the days of old, people used to travel to inns, and let's say there was a fire, and a person brought their own pot. So I wanted to put my stuff in a pot to cook for supper. So what am I going to do? I'm going to put the pot on the fire, and then I'm going to stoke the fire to make it bigger so that my stuff cooks. But there's another pot. There's another pot on the fire that the guy who's staying in the inn has stuff. Maybe there's basa b'chalav in there. And if I stoke the fire, and I make it bigger, then I'm cooking basa b'chalav. So is that mutter or not? So the Ramah discusses that in Yoredeya. Here it's in Yoredeya Simen Pei Zayin. The Ramah says, Yesh Omrim, the aser lachtos ha'esh tachas kederes alvoris kelilim. Some say that you're not allowed to stoke the flames. Lefisha heim avashlim b'hem pamim chalav pamim basar. Maybe it's basar b'chalav. Hamachata tachas kederes alohem bali de bishul basar b'chalav. And if you do that, they're going to be bishul basar b'chalav. If you look in the Rabbi Kiveger on that Ramah, Rabbi Kiveger says kashali ha'enu mechavin levashel rach lachtos ba'esh. Right, you're just having kavana to stoke the fire. Upsikresha lohave, the shema lo bishalo bikachol matir basar vegam chalav. You only see meat in there. How do you know if you cooked milk this morning? So how do you know? So that's who said that's psikresha. Bitzar chlomar, the dafka besafik de lahaba shema lo yia nasa came b'maisa shalo. If the psikresha is about the future, gorer kisav esafsol, you're not sure about the future, maybe suffix shemigira toleasa, that's called darishin miskavein. But if it's about the past, that's not called darishin miskavein. Suffix to avar kemohacha demish bekadira balua basav chalav bechitu yzeh bevada yisbashel. It's called suffix psikresha or psikresha l'shaavar. The suffix shema ein boblias basav chalav zeh mikri psikresha. That's psikresha. And he says maybe that's totally in the machlokas orech and the Bali Atosvis about psikresha de lo nichale. And then towards the end he says ladas hataz. L'das ha'taz orachayim, shekasav sham l'das ha'tur, b'noel ha'teva, v'savigim yesh zvuvim, t'mutr l'noalo, you're allowed to close the door, like our Mishnah, right, closing the door, closing the chest, t'havi darashin miskavein, v'atavi psikresha, mikom makom doma ein sham zvuvim, v'loavi psikresha. So says the Rebbe Kiva Eger, it seems like that taz is against this Ramah. The Ramah says you're not allowed to do that, so psikresha is asr, but that taz seems to say it's mutr, based on the tour. If ken lechora b'nidon didon, heter gomer, to ha'enu miskavim levashel klishel obdei kochavim, v'yefshar deim betochol klal balua b'basar v'chalav, lo havi psikresha, kasafti zeh shlo li osei ser chomer, ki kemat yefshar li zor hovri drachim. And I wrote this to defend the fact that it's impossible not to violate this. Everybody does it, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. We travel and the people cook over the fires. So he says it's a machlokas, but again, that the source in Hilchos Shabbos is relating to this case over here. Like our Mishnah said, Noel as Beisol Shomro and Nimsa Shvi Shomer Besocho. It's like that case of the Taz of closing the chest. You have to worry if there are bugs in there. Okay, we continue. Rav Shammai boy, Mal Litin Lefnei Mizonos. If, what's the case here? If there are animals that got trapped on Shabbos, right? There was, you didn't do a malacha. Dropped on Shabbos, are you allowed to give them food? Because what's the issue? We know the rule is that Chazal asered feeding animals on Shabbos that do not rely on you for food. You have to, not only you're allowed to, you have to give animals that rely on you for food, right? You're even allowed to be mafsik. That's the sugya in Maseches Brachas on Daf Mem in the Bavli, Gvil Turei, right? Give food to the animals. But what happens if when Shabbos started, they didn't rely on you for food, right? They were free. They were out. And now they all of a sudden got trapped. So now you're allowed to give them mizonos. Ma'u litein lefnehem mizonos. Can you give them mizonos now? Answer, yei baka hid tanin taman. But maybe not, because the Mishnah says later on, einos emayim lefnei advorim, lefnei yonash b'shovach. You're not allowed to give water to the bees or to the birds in the chicken, in the dovecot. She'einos in takana l'darashinim enemulchan. Because you can't give something to a Darashin Muchan. It wasn't Roy for you when Shabbos started. V'achikain. So the Gemara assumes not. The Gemara assumes that the Issur Drabana would apply here, and you cannot feed them, whether it's because of Gzeira Sheva Yatsud or connection to Muksa. But that's that. Rabbi Shammai, boy. Rabbi Shammai also has the following. Ma'olich posa lav kli. If you have a trapped animal, are you allowed to put something over it so it doesn't move further? Again, it's already trapped. So you're not trapping it more. So are you allowed to put something over it? Says the Pnei Moshe. Ma'o lichpos alav kli, lezeh shekvar nitzod va'omeid, hu imutter lichpos alav akli, shelo yanud anav ana. You don't want it, maybe it's shaking around, that it's bothering you, it's making a lot of noise. You don't want it to move so much. So you're allowed to put a ball over it. Odilma, mikip, without touching it. Without touching it. Mekivan, or do we say kiman sha'asr liga bo asr gamki lichpos lov kli? Or do we say, since it's muksa, you can't put a kli over it? So the Gemara has 2 days. Yeba ki hi da'amr of Shimon ben Reb Yanai, ani lo shamati me'aba. I didn't hear this from my father. Achosi amr li mishmo. My sister told me in my father's name. My sister, interesting. Talmud Torah for women, we'll get to that. Or at least psak. Beit sashonol de biyantif somchin la kli, bishor shelo tiskalgel. An egg that was laid on Yantif, meaning it's muksa, so you're allowed to put a kli next to it so it doesn't roll, meaning it's not nikar that it's, you know, dafka for the muksa. Avalein kovan ala kli. But according to this shita, this day, you can't put a kli over it, right? Like the din, it's known in the Bavli as the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, ein kli nital el tzorach davar anital. Not only can you not move muksa, you can't move something letzorach the davar muksa. So that's this first day, and therefore you wouldn't be able to cover it, do anything for over the animal. And Shmuel Amar av kovan ala kli. Shmuel would say, no, there is, you can put a kli, over it in order to guard it so it doesn't go anavana. Interesting, the quotes here that it's his sister that said, something in the name of the father. So again, we know women technically are paturas from Talmud Torah, but we know women have to know follow halacha. So, you know, technically they're paturas from Talmud Torah, but like in our case here, she quoted a psak din from the father. So there's a lot of, the Rama says in Yoredeya, in Ilchas Talmud Torah, of course women have a chiv to learn. They have a chiv to learn all the mitzvahs that are shayach to them, which are dal chalkei shulchan aruch, which is a huge amount to learn, but just the lishma element of Talmud Torah, that's what they are paturas from. There's a beautiful Beis Halevi in Mishpatim, the Beis Halevi ala Torah, where he quotes his explanation of Naaseh v'Nishman. Beis Halevi there says, V'yesh l'havin, what's the godless of Higdimu? That's the language of Chazal. B'shah shehigdimu. It doesn't say below b'shah she'amru Yisrael Naaseh l'Nishma. What's the lashon of higdimu? U'muchach. D'rak al yedei ha'hakdama zachu lahani shnei ksarim. V'yesh l'havin heich tali ba'hakdama. What's the emphasis? So he quotes, What's the galus of Nesav Nishma Yadua Delimana Torah Mishnei Panim? We know there are two elements, two aspects of Talmud Torah, two goals. Echad Kdei Leida Heich Umalasos. Number one, Lo Manavas Lasos V'Mo Yilmod Heichikayim. If we don't learn, we're not going to know what to do. We can love Shabbos. If you don't know Hilchos Shabbos, you're not going to know what to do. V'Lo Ama Aretz Chassid. V'Gam Hanashim She'ena Mechuyavos Belimana Torah Become Akum Mechuyavos Lomod B'Mitzvos Hanogos Bohem. And the women are paturas from Talmud Torah. Women have to learn plenty. They have to learn all the mitzvahs that are known. We come out to Isa B'Yoret B'Beis Yosef Sven Mem Zayin B'Shem Rokeach. But that's why the women say Berachas HaTorah, because there's plenty of mitzvahs that they have to learn about. Amnam says the Beis Halevi Ba'Anashim Yesh Od Ma'ala Echad Al Hanashim. But men have an added element in terms of their chiyuv. The nashim b'limudam einan makayim shum mitzvah sase rak havi mavo. L'kiyam ha-mitzvahs, right? Their learning is much more result-oriented. V'nimsa t'halimut etzlam havi mavo l'hatachlis shukiyam ha-mitzvahs. V'lo avitachlis ba'atzmo. Right? It's goal. It's a heksher mitzvah, so to speak. It's a very important heksher mitzvah. It could be a life-changing heksher mitzvah, but it's still goal-oriented. Avol ba'anashim havi alimut gam mitzvahs asei la'atzmo. But as we know, men are obligated in Talmud Torah Lishma. Kamo anachas tefillin v'chadoma. V'nimsa havi beiz b'chinos mavo l'hamitzvos v'gam tachlis b'fnei atzmo. Right? It's a little of both. Right? It's not just about knowing. And of course, like the Gemara in Menachas Adites, where Ben Dama, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, says, I know all of Torah, so can I learn Chachmas Yevanis? He says, but it's not Yom V'Laila. What do you mean? He knew everything already, so why should he have to learn? But he says, no, the point is, right? And therefore, those are the two aspects. And he says, that's the galus of Higdimu Naase L'Nishma. If you say Naase, then obviously you had Nishma beforehand, because you're not going to know any Naase unless you learn beforehand. But if you say Naase V'Nishma, you have Nishma even after the Naaseh, that reflects that you're going to learn even Lishma, even without the Tachlis of the Naaseh. That's what the Naaseh of a Nishma reflects. And that's what this, Reb Shimon Bar Abyanai said, that his sister said over the Pesach, she learned the Amanas Lasos, and she learned it from her father, and she was able to quote this Pesach. There's a lot more there in that Beis Halevi. Maybe just to mention one other point, he says there, he goes back to the Gemara in the Darm Daf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara says that the reason the Churban happened was because they didn't say Berachas HaTorah. So, what do you mean? That's a purpose of Churban? So he has an unbelievable Harifas putting a bunch of Gemaras together. The Gemara says that you only make a bracha, Gemara Menachas Membeis, you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. Ein asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. I don't make a bracha on writing a mezuzah. I make a bracha on affixing the mezuzah. I don't make a bracha on tying the tzitzis onto the beged. I make a bracha on wearing the tzitzis. You only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah, not at a preparatory stage of a mitzvah. So says the Beis Halevi, B'nai Yisrael at that time didn't make birchas haTorah. What does that reflect? They didn't think that learning Torah was a mitzvah per se. They just believed in the Heksher mitzvah element. They just believed in the Lomun Amaras Lasos. They didn't believe in the Lashma element, that it's a key in Bifnei Atzma. That's why they didn't say Berachas HaTorah. You could ask, well, what's the big deal? Just say Berachas HaTorah. They didn't say Berachas HaTorah because they only believed in Talmud Torah type 1, and that was tragic. And that's why the Churban and Talmud Torah type 2, and he says, based on, I don't know if he quotes it, but to look at the continuation, but that's the Rabbeinu Yonah there. Rabbeinu Yonah quoted in the Ran there, they weren't machshiv, and that was the other problem. Okay, we continue with the third statement of Rav Shammai. Rav Shammai boy, ma'o l'kosher b'chevel, if somebody has an already trapped deer, can one tie a rope on it, or is that called hishtamshus b'behema? We know not only are animals considered muksa, but you're not allowed to even one step removed from an animal. Same thing with trees. There's Elon is muksa, tstade Elon. So here, tstade muksa, could I put a rope on it, right? Even though it's ready kfar nitzot, or is that called mishtamish? So ye bakahid, or amr of Shimon al-Azhar, it depends. Mutter lishtamish al-stade b'behema b'shabes, you could say it's mutter to do that if you say that it's mutter by trees. Heat tstade b'behema, heat tstade ha-Elon. So kal shem mutter lishtamish al-stade b'behema, whoever holds that you're allowed to be mishtamish with tstade b'behema, put a saddle on an animal, put a rope on an animal, mutter l'koshro. So if you say you're allowed to be mishtamish with tzadei behema, then you can tie it on the rope on Shabbos. Kol she'asu l'shtamish at tzadei behema, if you say not, asu l'koshro, then it'll be aser. We paskin is aser. We paskin that tzadei ilan, tzadei behema, right? We said it's aser. Tzadei are mutter. That's the classic case, the Shulchan Aruch and the post can give. If I want to hang up, put my jacket or put my sefer on a tree while I'm tying my shoe, that's usher. That's usher because I'm using the tree. And even if I'm the tzadde, what if I have the jacket hanging on there, right? Tzadde Elon. And now I want to put something in the jacket pocket or take something out of the jacket pocket, right? So that's also, that's using tzadde Elon. That's a problem. Tzadde Elon is okay. If I have a hammock hanging on a nail, and the nail is on the tree, and it's before Shabbos, it's ready hanging, then I could go on the hammock, because that's using stud that you learn. And that's okay. I can't put the hammock on Shabbos on the nail, but if it's there from before Shabbos, that's studi Elon and Sadeh Behema are all considered muksa. Okay, Hadra Laperka Orig, we continue now with the next malacha, Shmona Shratzim. Shmona Shratzim, Amurim Batora. The eight Shratzim, right? Shratzim has a hard translation, right? It's the eight animals that are listed in Parsha Shmini that are metame when they die. Some of them are more insect-like, some of them are more rodent-like. It's the Shratzim. We mentioned in the past, Rabbeinu Bachai's commented Shmini that the snake is not one of the Shratzim, even though you would think it's the most source of Tumah symbolically, but Derechei Adarchei Noam, says Rabbeinu Yonah. So we don't want anybody to think twice before killing the snake. Oh, if I kill it, I'm going to become Tame. No, just kill it. It's not going to make you Tame. That's the Rabbeinu Bachai and Shmini. But Shmona Shratzim, Hamurim Torah, the eight Shratzim that are in the Torah, that are listed there, besides the aspect of Tumah, but Hatzadon V'Achovu Bem Chayiv, if you trap them amongst all animals. If you trap any animal, if you saw them, if you trap these animals, va'chovel bohen, the chiddush is, if you chovel, if you wound them, then they're going to be chayiv. Why? Because they all have a skin. They all have a skin, and if the blood reddens under the skin, so then that's going to be an issur d'oraisa of chavala. And we have mentioned often the many shitas in the Rishonim, but it's the Rashi here on this Mishnah, Rashi in Shabbos Kuv Zayin, discusses what is the malacha. Chovel bohen chayev. If you're chovel on them, that's chayev. That's the malacha of chovel. What exactly is the malacha? So Rashi here says, Kuv Zayin Amad Aleph, to yesh lohem or, v'avile chabura she'ino chozeres. It's a wound that does not dissipate by itself back into the bloodstream. V'avile tolda to shochet. Day number one, wounding chovel a shochet. Right. As I said, mali katla kula, mali katla palga. If you move the blood from one place to another, that's shochet. Lishnachrina, says Rashi, kiva de yishlem or nitzbaha or bidam, hanitzra bor dechai mishum soveya.
Coloring. So it's either shochet or it's soveya. Those are the two days in Rashi. Remember, the Rambam has the third day, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, he says it is dush. It is mefarik. Just like squeezing a fruit and just like milking a cow, so too moving the blood from its natural state is going to be the lach of dash. Three shitas in the Rishonim, but we've had different Gemaras that give off different impressions. So these shrutzim all have skin, so you can have the malach of wounding. Chovu mem chayim. Shar shkatzim ramasim, but the other shkatzim and ramasim, other insects and ramasim, on Shabbos chovu mem pater, if you wound them pater, because we assume they do not have skin. They don't have a halachic skin. They have some type of layer that maybe it becomes colored for a moment, but then it gets reabsorbed into the bloodstream, and therefore it's not going to be chayiv. If the blood comes out, not just wounding, but bleeding, that could be a problem even for these others. But let's say just the wounding underneath the surface, that's not going to be considered chovel. Hatzadon, if somebody traps them, letzara chayiv, if you trap these, for a need that you need chayiv, shalol tzarach pater. But if shalol tzarach to prevent you from getting hurt or something pater, but the Mefarshim wondered, Tosfos here in Shabbos Kuv Zayin wonders, this is the rule of Malach Shnei Lagufa, right? If you trap, this is Rabbi Shimon Shita. If you trap it, letzarach chayiv. If you don't need a pater, like this is the rule by all malachas. Tosfos wonders why dafka this is said by Seidas Shar Shkatzim Urmasim. Tosfos says it must be that mistama by those other ones that don't have skin. Generally, the assumption is that you're not trapping them for the need. So that's why the Mishnah has to say, litzarech. If you do it litzarech, then that's going to be chayev, because that's not the stomach. Chayev of shebershu. So, the chayev of shebershu. So if you have animals in your rishus, then atzadon pater. Pater here means mutter. If you have animals that are in your rishus, it's going to be mutter. Vachovo behen chayev. But if you wound them, chayev, because actually they have skin. Shmona shratzim v'chulu. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara is about to comment on the Mishnah, in Chulin, the Mishnah in Chulin, on Daf Kuf Chav Beis, quotes that parak. The ninth parak is all about Tumah Vatara of an Avela. So we know an Avela is an Avatuma. An Avela, the flesh of an Avela. What about the skin of an Avela? So the question is, if it has the status of skin, a separate entity, then it's not Metame. But if it's some skins are very soft, so some Shitas, and the Tanam say it's very soft, it's considered Basar, and it is Metame. Three different Shitas in the Tanam there. Three different sheets in the Tanaim. The Tanakama says the R of four of the Shratzim are soft and they're considered basar. Right? The Mishnah says Elush or Sankib Saran. The following skins are considered basar. for various halachas. So the Tanakhama says, Anaka, Koach, Lita, and Chomet, those four of the Shratzim, their skins are very soft. That's considered basar for Hichos Tumas Nevela. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lita'a, Kechulda. Lita'a, take off Lita'a from the list, right? Only Anaka, Koach, Lita, and Chomet. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, take them all off the list. Shemona Shratzim, Yishlam, Oris. They all have skin, and it's considered significant skin, so it's not basar. It's skin. It's not basar, it's not metame. So that machlokas, is that a parallel machlokas? Our Mishnah here says that these Shemona Shratzim have skin in your chovel. So is that according to everybody, and you'll be mechalik between Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara and Hilchos Shabbos, or it's not according to everybody, it's only according to one shita. So says the Gemara, Shemona Shratzim, Rabbi Zrikan, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Imi, some say, there's a patana named Rabbi Yochanan, Imi, some take out the word imi is palgan Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish chad amar divrei akol. One opinion says that divrei akol, our Mishnah is according to everybody. Even if you want to say it's not called skin for tuma v'tara and it's called flesh for tumas nevela, but it's enough skin to be chovel on Shabbos and you're going to be chayiv. So some say it's divrei akol. V'charanam machlokas and others another opinion Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. The other opinion says no. Just like there's a machlokas there, this Mishnah is only according to the opinion that says the Shratzim have skin, meaning Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So, v'lo yadin, man arado, but we don't know. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, who says what? Amar, Rabbi Zeira, nefarish, milei under Rabbana, min milei on. Rabbi Zeira says, well, we can figure out what they hold based on lishitasos over there. Titanina taman, because we learned over there, again, in the Mishnah that we were just referring to. Chulin kuf chav beis. Elush, orosan kibsaran, or ha'adam, or ha'chazer shal yishuv, dot. Right, we have all of the number of the examples listed. Rabbi Yossi Amar Af or Chazer Shalbar. All these skins that again not our relevance for now. But then the Mishnah quotes three different shitas. Again, the Tanakhama that says the or of those four Anaka, Koach, Chomet, and Lita'a, those are considered basar. Rabbi Yehuda says take out Lita'a. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says take out all of them. All of them are considered or, and they're not metami tumas nevela. So that's the three sheetahs in the Mishnah. So then, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Shanu Ela L'Isra L'Tumah. Rabbi Yochanan says, that whole machlokas there is only on a drabanan level. For Isser, for eating, and for Tumah. Avalilkos Aru, but on a Daraisa level, you're not going to get Malkus. For eating Nevela, you're not going to get Malkus for eating those Oros. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, on a Torah level, everybody agrees that it's called Or, it's not called Basar. Vein lokan alam mishum nevela. You're not going to be, it's not edible. It's not going to be called edible. For Shimon Lakish Amar, therefore, according to that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, midaraisa, they're all called or, and therefore our Mishnah is lekuleyama. Because no matter what you say over there, that's all derabanan. Midaraisa, everybody says it's or, and therefore you're going to be chayav for chovel on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah is according to everybody. For Shimon Lakish Amar, Mishnah tmima shana Rebbe. Rebbe learned a whole Mishnah. Who says that's a Durabanan? Bein la'eser, bein lokos, bein la'tumah, even on a Daraisa level. That machlokas is on a Daraisa level. So our Mishnah then is only according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says they're all called skin. The other day I say there's chilukim within the Shmona Shratzim. Period. Masisa Masai Ladin, Masisa Masai Ladin, there's a Brisa that supports each one. Masisa Masai Rabbi Yochanan, one Brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan, who says our Mishnah is according to everybody. The Brisa says, Shmona Shratzim Yishlam Oros. The Brisa says, all eight have or. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Lefichach Omer Ani Shmona Shratzim Yishlam Oros. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, this is my Shita, right? So even if the Rabbanan, I say that there's no Oros Lutuma. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, our Mishnah is going to everybody. And that Mishnah over there in Chulin is only on a Rabbanan level. Masizim, another Rabbi Shimon Lakish, and there's a Bryce that's voice Rish Lakish, who says that our Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Hachovah Bishratzim Eshiyishlam Oros Chayiv, Eshiyishlam Oros Pater. If you're Chovel Bishratzim on Shabbos, so there's a chilek, whether they have or not. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omar, take out Lefichach, Omer Ani, Kol HaShratzim Yesh Lamoros. They all have Oros, therefore you need to be chayav for all of them. Interesting, Omer Ani. We've quoted that generally Omer Ani is only reserved for Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yosef Engel's point, here you have an Omer Ani by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay? Weiter. Rabbi Yossi Barbun B'Shem Rav, Or Hu Vein Lokan Alam B'Shem Nevela. So Rabbi Yosef Bar says, like Rabbi Yochanan, it's Or, and there's no Malkus Bishum Nevela, it's not called flesh. Fa'asi Yakidam Rabbi Yochanan, period. Other halachas of Tzeda. Hatzad Zizin, Zvuvin, Chagazin Yitushin. If anybody traps any of these unusual type of trapped animals, Chayiv, the Tanakhama says you're still Chayiv for that. Rabbi Yehuda says no, because these are not normally trapped. You're only chayef for something that's normally trapped, that type of min, right? It's interesting. Not only do you, usually you would say the act of trapping is the act of trapping, right? So the act of cleaning, doesn't matter what you clean, the act of most malachas, doesn't matter the material or the object or the content. But here, yeah, it's called shinui. If you trap an animal that is not normally trapped, that's called shinui, and therefore you're not going to be chayev on Shabbos. You're not. That's called ein b'mino nitzod. Hatzor chagavim betal pater b'sharav chayev. Somebody traps grasshoppers betal in the dew season, so then they are very slow. And if they're very slow, it's ki'ilu they're nitzod va'omeid. Like some poskim say, turtles. There's no, or very slow moving animals, a cow. Some poskim, the Shmir Shabbos discusses this, say that there's no malacha on Daraisa because they're considered inherently nitzod. So here too, the chagavim during the dew season, they're considered nitzod. The Karban Eda says they become blinded. Sheinea misavros, quoting from Rashi, very nitzon of omdin. But b'sharav chayev in the hot season, it's chayev Elazar ben Achvai Omer Af Bishrav Bishasha Makalchan Butter. Even in the hot season, when they're swarming and there's so many of them, so they're going slower. So Butter, that's also not going to be the rice that's considered nitzod. Hatzot Svichi Gersuma Chola Katan Butter. Somebody traps a deer that has something wrong with it. It's lame, it's blind, it's sick or small. Butter, that's called nitzod. Yoshein Chayev. But if it's a sleeping deer, Chayev, why? Dukamitz Chadu Pasachata. A deer always sleeps with one eye open, one eye closed. If you get close to it, it's not called trapped. It's going to jump away. I'm not sure about the scientific of this nowadays, but that's what it says. A deer is always going to jump away, and therefore it's not called trapped, not called trapped. Note that the Bavli has different rules. Bavli has different rules than our Gemara here. The Bavli says that you're chayiv even on a blind deer, even on a blind tzvi. Because even if it's blind, it's going to sense a person coming close, and it's not called trapped. So you're chayev on a blind, and you're chayev on any animal that's sleeping, not just a tzvi. So different maskanas, different shitas of the Gemara. Amar Abyanim Mutar Laharuga Tzira B'Shabbos. A person is allowed to kill a tzira, some type of dangerous hornet of a kind on Shabbos. V'tani Kain, Chamisha Ne'eragim B'Shabbos, 5. And these are examples of dangerous animals. Zvuv Mitzri, Tzira Shebeninvei, Va'akrav, Shebi Chadiv, the Nacha Sheberet Yisrael, Vakelav Shota Bechol Shebechol Makom. These 5 are considered dangerous. Maisa Shenafal Nachash B'Shabbos. One time a snake fell on Shabbos into a room. V'Amma Nafti Echad V'Hargo, and somebody got up and killed it. Amma Rebbe, and Rebbe was upset at him. Paga Bokal Yotiba. Oh, this snake, you know, met his end with somebody similar to the snake. The snake, says the Gemara, what was wrong? V'Loman Adram Hanarogam B'Shabbos Yinun. Didn't we just say that you're allowed to kill the snake? So what was Rebbe upset about? No, these are only if they're in attack mode. When they're in attack mode, you're allowed to kill it. Otherwise, if it's just going away from you, so maybe it's not considered pikuach nefesh in that case, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed. If somebody sees a snake or a scorpion within their 4 amos, they should know that they were saved from a major danger. Roy, that they should have been killed. Hashem's rachmanis is beyond. You know, we don't even know. That's what the Mefarshim say on the Pasuk in Tehillim. Haluos Hashem kol goyim ki gavar aleinu chasda. We don't know most of the things that the enemies are trying to pull upon us. Here is a case where you did. So if it's within Dalet Amos, you should know that Hashem had rachmanis on you. Amar Reb Shimon b'Medr Amurim b'Zman Shelo Hargan. That's only if he didn't kill the animal himself. Avalam Hargan. But if you killed it, then lo nira lo elashi Hargan. Then it's a zchus. Hashem wanted you to get rid of this animal and Megalglin Schus Aide Zakai. The Chum say no, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing either way, right? Even if it doesn't you don't kill it, it's still Megalglin Schus Aide Zakai, even if somebody else kills it. Ksiv, once we're talking about Chulda before, one of the Shratzim, we quote an Agarata. Ksiv Shimuzos Kal Ha'amim Ha'azino Kal Yoshvei Chaled. Listen, all nations, listen, those who live on Chaled is literally earth, but it's related to Cholda. Rabbi Yacha, Amar Rabbi Yavo, Rabbanan. Chad, Amar Lama, Hu Moshe, Kal, Boi, Ha'olam, Kholda. Why is the whole world compared to a weasel, a Cholda? Ela, Lafisha, Kal, Mashi, Yesh, Be'a, Bashi, Yesh, Bayam. For everything on earth, on terrestrial land, dry land, there's a parallel in the sea. Harbi minim bayam mashim biyabasha. But the yam has a lot more that the biyabasha doesn't have. But there's one ve'in chulda bayam. Chulda is unique. It's on yam. It's on yabasha, but it's not on yam. So maybe people are compared to, right, the unique bria of a person, right, compared to a chulda, because people are unique amongst all creations, right? Domim someachai and medaber. The charan amar lama hu Moshe kabay olam lechulda. Why compared to a chulda? Another day. Alamal chulda azos to goreres hu manachas veni yadas lamihi manachas. Chulda is always busy. Always busy, dragging and putting and dragging and putting. You don't even know what the purpose is. Kachin koboy olam, gorin umenichin, gorin umenichin, veni yodin, lemihei menichin. Right? They're busy all the time, and they don't even know what their focus, what they're doing it for. Different shatim. Yitzpar v'lo yoda miyosvam. Right? They're gathering, they don't know what they're gathering for. What's the message of this line? Different shatim. Maybe it means that often, like, we don't even know why we're working. We're working in order to make money, in order to work more, in order to take money. We go in circles and circles. We forget what the tachlis of life is. Right? A chulda just like has the cycle of work and the cycle of work. We have to recognize that melus is for avodas Hashem. And we have to stop and think about the messages of life and not just be like this chulda with his head in the sand and just going back and forth. And back and forth. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue next time here in the 14th perek of Maseches Shabbos.